Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Something else that's going on has been underway on the other side of the globe, taking place in Australia and New Zealand, happens to be the Women's World Cup. The United States of America being heavily criticized in these opening, or at least the group stages, they now move into the knockout rounds. And to get some insight as to the world's football and what's going on the other side of the world, it's time to talk with someone who is a multiple-time Olympian, a three-time Women's World Cup player, played in the NWSL, now a commentator, holding it down in New Zealand for Sky Sports. It's time for a conversation with Rosie White. Rosie, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Certainly. Thank you for taking the time to hop on, and I appreciate it. What time is it? About 2, 3 p.m. in the afternoon?
Yeah, 2:23 p.m.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I want to ask you about the women's national team, of course. But before we do that, what's the current vibe in both Australia and New Zealand right now based around the Women's World Cup?
It's been so exciting to be here. I think New Zealand... Well, I've spent all of my time so far in New Zealand, where I think the country kind of underestimated how huge this event was going to be. The stadiums have been packed out. There's been a lot of buzz and excitement around the World Cup. And I think just the quality of all of the games and the skills of the players has been so entertaining for people that aren't soccer fans. It's been really, really exciting. There's a lot of buzz going on.
Rosie White, footballer, two-time Olympian, three-time Women's World Cup player, is joining us from New Zealand. On this side of the globe, everyone is concerned about the United States of America and their performance. They beat up on Vietnam, but it wasn't a 7-0 beating like somebody else gave them. They drew with the Netherlands. They drew with Portugal, didn't score a goal. And now they're going to face Sweden, and things could come to an end early on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening for you. What is your perspective on what's going on with the United States? Are they too young? Are they in too much of a transition period? What do you think?
Yeah, it's been really interesting to witness it and to hear a lot of the criticism that they've been getting. I think, you know, it's potentially a lot of a little things going on. I think they haven't clicked yet in any of their pool games. I think, you know, the expectation on them to go out and, you know, and win very convincingly against countries like Portugal and I think it's surprising. But also at the same time, you can never count the US out of a tournament like this. The competitiveness of that team and the quality of the players in the team, even when they're not playing well, they still qualify and get out of the group stage. And I think I think there's so much more to see from them. So, yeah, I'm hoping they start to click and gel a little bit going into this next game against Sweden, because they're going to need to.
Oh, yeah, no, they're going to need to put some goals up if they want to beat Sweden. Rosie White, footballer turned commentator, is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's I don't want to call it uncommon, but we've moved into such an era where anyone can go on Twitter. We have former athletes such as yourself who are on television. Everyone has more of a microphone. And we hear Carly Lloyd talk about the team. We hear Lindsey Horan and her response. How difficult is it to go out and play these games when there are so many more distractions than have ever been?
Yeah, it's so easy for everybody to have an opinion and a perspective. And I think one thing I saw Lindsey Horan saying was that, like, nobody actually knows what's going on inside the environment and what the mentality of the team is. And I totally understand and respect that from the players. And you know, they have to, part of their job and responsibility is kind of focusing and blocking the external stuff out and controlling what they can in their own environment. I think, you know, part of what's also exciting to see in women's soccer is the competitiveness of the other nations coming through. You know, 4 years ago or 8 years ago, the U.S. was absolutely dominating, you know, 99% of the games that they were having. And I think, you know, part of it is just that the quality and the professionalism of the entire sport has gone up a couple of notches. So the game, like, across the board, you know, Canada's going home, Germany's going home, South Korea's going home, Brazil's going home. You know, there's these big nations that have traditionally been so dominant. Your other nations are also catching up and putting a lot of quality out onto the field.
Yeah, no, we see that in all sports. People are catching up in so many sports. We see it in basketball here stateside, the rest of the world catching up here with us. And from your perspective, being born in New Zealand and playing college in California, UCLA, and your time in the NWSL and finishing up with Seattle, you have a great perspective on this sport and this game from all over the world. But having said that, you've dealt with some of your own challenges as well. Talk to us about your work with Bristol Myers Squibb. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's been a big part of my career and one of the big reasons I stopped playing. And I've been working with Bristol Myers Squibb now. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis when I was in college at UCLA. I was 18 and diagnosed with this chronic disease that I had no idea what it was. And for me, part of this journey in the last 10 years of experiencing it, now I am in a much better place where I'm able to talk about it, talk about my experience and try to, you know, help other patients and family members to create a space and get the resources they need. So, yeah, that's been what I've been doing with Bristol Myers Squibb is working on the Supporting You with UC campaign to help family members and patients learn how to have the difficult conversations with their loved ones and with their doctors to try and find treatment options that work best for them.
Oh, well, awesome, Rosie. I think it's amazing how you're taking your own experiences and using it to help out other folks. As we start to wrap up here, out in New Zealand, if it's not the U.S. women's national team, what else do you foresee taking place in this tournament? Who do you think has the edge to come out on top and win it all?
I think the English team is looking really dangerous. They've grown already throughout the tournament. And I would also say Japan has been one of the more convincing and dangerous teams that I've seen so far. So those would be probably my two picks. And, of course, the USA, you can never count them out. They're always going to be so competitive. So it'll be super interesting to see how things unfold in this knockout round.
Absolutely. Rosie, I know a little bit different to be talking about the sport as opposed to being on the pitch representing New Zealand. How are you digging your work with Sky? How is it different? I know it's not action-packed, but how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still gets you excited. It still feels, you know, like I'm involved, which is super awesome. Although it's, you know, hard to talk about your former teammates and friends in a critical way, it's been really awesome to just be involved in such an epic event. And in New Zealand, in my home country, you know, friends and family members that have never been interested in soccer before are watching, and it's been super fun to be involved. So yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's been, yeah, it's new challenge for me, but loving it.
Well, Rosie, you being on both sides of the globe, whether you're in New Zealand or whether you're back here stateside, what do you foresee over the next several years in the United States of America when it comes down to the game of soccer? We see the frenzy that Messi has already caused here stateside in a week or 2 weeks. We know that the World Cup is going to be swinging on this side of the globe in 2026. What do you think the growth of football or soccer is going to look like here stateside over the next bunch of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that soccer in the U.S. is probably one of the most exciting places to be in sport, in men's and women's soccer. It's incredible to see what's happened as Messi's arrived. You know, the U.S. women's national team have always been pioneers in women's soccer across the world, and they will continue to be. And the NWSL is growing and expanding, and there's a lot more investment and excitement. And I think it's a super, super exciting space. And I'm pumped to see where it goes. I think over the next decade, it's going to be, you know, a main. The MLS as well is going to be one of the main and respected leagues around the world. And yeah, I'm really excited to see it grow over the next 10 years. I think it's going to be huge.
Well, Rosie, thank you so much for taking the time out and calling us all the way from New Zealand, coming live to us really from the Women's World Cup. Where can people follow you and your work as you continue to expand and grow and keep things rolling?
Well, with the work I'm doing with Risk Myers Squibb, the supporting you with UC.com website is a great resource for patients and family members. And for me personally, Instagram, Rosie White, and that's me. But yeah, that's me.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rosie. All the best to you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No doubt about it. We were having a conversation with Rosie White, two-time Olympian, three-time Women's World Cup player, dropping in to talk to us about the Women's World Cup.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.